Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Roy!
What's up, man?
I think we have the most subbed person we've ever had on this freaking podcast.
And he's from Singapore.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You grew up in Singapore.
I grew up in... So I was born and raised in Singapore.
Wait, okay. I just want to know where he is. He doesn't look Singaporean.
Okay.
We have a Singaporean Swedish... Swedish creator with who just hit 40 million subscribers.
No,
yeah,
40 million
Congrats,
subscribers.
Thank you.
That's
thank
freaking
you.
Guys.
Guys, stop. I'm blushing.
Look at him.
24
year old.
Wow. Yeah.
40 million subscribers. You're the only one of your kind I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know anybody else?
Nowadays is like. This
well,
everywhere.
In the shorts world, it is. Yeah. I just don't know a lot of. I'm sure you know a lot of shorts.
I know a few people.
Yeah,
it is like crazy how fast you can grow nowadays. It's not
in,
like how you
in see. The shorts world,
dude. I have one short that gained me 3 million subs from one short.
What?
It's like
how many views that short got?
450.
450 million.
Yes.
Golly.
What is it about?
I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we were actually in Disney World.
Uh huh.
She was surprising me with a trip to Disney World, like in real life.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me make a video about this. When we were already there, I just like got a few clips of like a squirrel in the park, me on the plane right there.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the video, I was like, guys, subscribe and I'll take her to Disney World.
Oh.
And you got 3 million subscribers.
And we were
that.
Already there and she paid for the trip.
Oh.
So it was a really great, it was really awesome.
3 million subs. You don't do that to me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you could get 3 million subs from
that's
one
cool.
short.
No, dude. That's awesome.
Crazy.
Congrats, man.
Is that that's your biggest viewed short ever?
Not most viewed, but the most gained.
Most gained.
What was the most viewed one?
Around
is it a billion?
No, around
the
5 mil mark.
Oh, my gosh.
500 mil.
Dang. When did you like start the whole thing? Like,
So I was in school in Sweden.
Yeah.
When I was like 16, I met my friend Zong.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
He's another creator. He's like... I think he just hit 70 mil.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is he from Sweden as well?
So he's from everywhere, but
okay.
He's basically Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
And we met in Sweden.
Oh, okay.
But like, that's my boy. He used to run meme pages.
Uh-huh.
And he was like lit. And I was like piss broke. Like, I had nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see this guy in my school. He's like buying $2,000 shoes, like coming in like Gucci blazers. I'm like,
yeah.
What the? Like, and I'm like 16 wearing hand-me-downs. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He ran meme pages, so I started my own meme page.
Yeah.
And it didn't really take off, but I committed to it for like a month.
Yeah.
He saw that and he hired me. So I was his cameraman and editor.
Yeah.
At 16, moved out, dropped out of school. Then I started my own channel and then...
So he's another guy that has a crazy amount of subs and does shorts.
I have his name tattooed on my leg.
No way.
Dude, I do.
We've tattooed each other.
What do you have?
He did it. It's our area code we grew up in.
Okay, that's like...
Yeah, I kind of messed up this one.
No, that looks
he's
solid.
Like, he still has some repressed anger, so he's like...
Yeah.
And look at his. His looks beautiful.
This
is like even.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I mean, what we can do is we could hire a tattoo artist one day to come at home. We don't have to film it, but just fill it up.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Oh no, we can film it. We're YouTubers.
Oh yeah.
And then if after they fix it, we'll take the tattoo artist to Disney World.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only
if
everyone subscribes.
Only if everyone subscribes.
Yeah.
And we gotta film a squirrel.
Yeah. Make sure.
That's
crazy,
bro.
And you know how we met?
No.
Oh my gosh, both my socks are inside out and it makes me so sad. No, I'm talking about you and me.
Oh, yeah, I know how we met.
You know how we met? Within 20 minutes of us meeting each other, we were punching each other in the face.
Yeah.
We were boxers. He needed a sparring partner and I lived near where he was training. Yeah. So his coach,
Sorry.
That was freaking, my ADHD OCD was triggered. Then he was like, hey, can you come spar my guy? And I was like, yeah. And then We sparred, and then it was love at first sight.
He took care. He, like, took me under his wing.
Oh, wow.
He, like, walked me through my first fight. He was like, this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. Make sure you have this prepared. Make sure you don't. And then he started feeding me.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of felt like, you know, like, when you find a stray animal, and you kind of just, like, leave food out. And, yeah, like, yeah. That, like, he just bathed me and mm-hmm. fed me. And
it was weird, because in Sweden and Singapore, they, like, do this, like, baby bird. So I had to chew the food and then put it in his mouth. And he's like, it was weird.
Yeah,
I
was like, hey, we weren't supposed to tell people.
Sorry.
That's not weird. That's not weird.
Sorry, no, it's not weird. I just wanted to, you know, make you feel at home. But it was cool. And then we've been friends ever since. So we ended up boxing together.
Yeah.
Like tag team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then we almost boxed each other.
Yeah, we almost did.
That would have sucked. I'm actually really happy that didn't happen.
Yeah, because you guys are like fun, tight. Though. And it's just like,
yeah. I think it would have been fine, but still would have sucked. Because someone had to lose.
Yeah.
You know, like, or a draw, but if it was a draw, they'd make us run it back. So it was like,
it was lose-lose either way.
Although we would have got paid.
We would have got paid. There's this show called Bloodhounds. It's like the Korean drama.
I know. I haven't seen it, but I know it.
It's like these two guys, that they started as like, they were boxers, opponents, and then they became best buds, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's us. It would have been just fun.
I'm always scared whenever you tell me stories about like movies because you spoil everything.
Yeah.
Dude, he spoiled Naruto for me. I was pissed.
Oh.
And then when we were with my friend the last time you were over after the hot tub stream.
I did it for him too?
I don't think he clocked it, but you're like, dude, when he opens the eighth gate, that's just like, I'm like, like, dude.
No.
I don't think he knew what he was talking about.
I spoiled it for him is he was like, dude, I'm watching Naruto. I was like, dude, I love Naruto. And it got spoiled for me when this guy told me this. And he's like, I didn't get there yet.
I was like, dude.
I did the exact same thing somebody did to me.
Damn,
I couldn't believe
he does that though.
I have mouth like word vomit. It just keeps going, and then I'm like, oh,
no, it's not malicious. It's not malicious.
It's good heart. It's good heart because he did that to me once for Moana. Was that Moana. You?
What did I say?
You spoiled Moana.
Spoiler alert. What did I say?
You're like, dude, Moana's so good, but I was so sad when the grandma died.
The grandma dies.
Dude!
What? So that's how you spoil
You got him!
Didn't see Moana!
Well, I didn't know, like, gonna see it eventually.
Bro, it's 10 years ago!
Is it?
Yeah! Naruto was longer than that ago!
Bro, you gotta
so
keep
I'm
up.
The problem somehow?
Yeah,
no!
So it's you!
There's you heard of the 3 month like grace period whenever you watch like movies or whatever. You have 3 months, and then if you get spoiled, it's not your fault. Or it's all your fault.
What? That's not a thing.
Anyways, the grandma dies. Sorry. I reckon to you, brother.
Grandma, she died. It's because she tried to go to the eighth gate, but she was too old.
Yeah, she was too old.
Yeah, but so how's life here compared to Sweden? Swedish fish?
When did you move here? So after Sweden, you got your meme page, and then Zong took you on his wing, and then what happened after that?
So then we started traveling, and I grew up in Singapore, mm-hmm. so that's like city life, tropical, beautiful.
Yeah.
And also like my parents were like very well off there. So I was living the life there.
Uh-huh.
I went to Sweden and I mean like our town has 8,000 people. We barely have a bowling alley.
Oh.
It sucks.
Why'd you move?
What?
Why'd you move?
Because they were doing physical advertising in the digital age. Like it happened so quick.
Oh, gotcha.
And then their company, you know, like went under and then... We had to move. We just had like a summer house in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this 300-year-old farmhouse with no heating. So mm-hmm. It sucks in the winter.
It's humbling though.
But yeah, no, I needed a good character development.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me switch this around.
Okay.
Oh, we're streaming. Right?
Oh, hello, stream.
Oh.
I'm so blind.
For y'all listening, Alex is live streaming.
I do.
Scandinavian Wasabian said, do you know Swedish?
I do know Swedish.
Oh, hot dog. Hot diggity dog. They said, so you buy lingual. I don't know why I paused.
It was like intense eye contact with the
pipe.
So you buy?
Yeah.
So give him a sentence and he'll translate it.
Okay.
No, wait, I'm actually really bad at Swedish. Give me a simple one.
I'll give a sentence. You say it in Tagalog, you say it in Swedish.
Okay.
I'll say it in English. Okay, say...
Wait, say what?
I'm going to say an English sentence. You say it in Tagalog, you say it in Swedish.
Okay.
But you're Swedish. Are you like...
My passport is Swedish.
Okay.
Yeah. But inside,
but you grew up
Singaporean.
I'm 2% Asian, according to my DNA test.
Oh.
So like, basically...
English is not too hard, bro.
English is the only one I got. Okay, say Man, it's a beautiful day.
Hi.
That's not right.
Hi. Yung araw ang masarap.
That's all curse words.
Den fin dag idag.
Is that it?
It's a nice day today, yeah.
Oh, wow. You
don't really say man.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What do you say? What? I don't actually want to say it. Never mind.
So who in your life has the strongest Swedish accent you know?
Your mom? Are you still doing the thing?
No.
You know those translator videos?
Yeah.
Can we please do one of those one day? Those are so funny. You know, like where you're speaking English and then someone's like translating it even though they speak English?
Yeah, those
are so good. What was the question?
So your mom has a heavy Swedish accent?
Yeah.
Yung mama
so
mo.
What does that sound like?
Yung anong sarap.
That's literally what it is. Why
is he saying it if I'm speaking? Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay,
No, she only gets it like when I'm like annoying her or something.
Mm. Oh, she's
gets like, not really. She doesn't get mad at me. She just gets like, oh, Nikolai.
I love accents that are kind of singy songy, yeah. Like the Filipino anthem. It's like singy songy. Yeah,
do you know the Filipino anthem?
I do, yeah. It's like, Bayang Magilio. That's how the anthem goes.
So, can you say a singy songy sentence in a Swedish accent and we'll try to replicate it in a very appropriate way?
Yeah, oh, I'm saying the Swedish accent.
Just say anything.
We'll just, yoo-hoo, big summer blowout. That's Scandinavian, not really Swedish, but.
Oh, yoo-hoo, big, what is it? What is it?
Yoo-hoo, big. big summer blowout.
Okay. Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
Yeah, that was good.
Are we doing translating it?
No, you're just trying to do the same accent.
But you do it in your language.
Oh,
but with the Swedish accent.
Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
That's awesome.
I love languages.
You know, I've encountered a lot of people with accents, and in America, people love accents. It doesn't matter what accent it is, except for that one accent, and we all know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We love all accents. Except for that one. Okay, so
which one?
No. But we love it, but it's crazy because I've encountered a lot of people with accents and they're very sensitive about it and they're self-conscious about it.
Really?
And I'm like, dude, like it doesn't matter if it's Hispanic accent, like Asian accent, whatever accent, I freaking love any accents. But
to be fair, bro, I mean the English language is very confusing, bro, because there's like words like button.
Yeah.
We Americans say button.
Yeah.
Where did T go, you know?
Or there's like sneeze, and the past tense of sneeze is
snoozing.
No, sneeze. Snoozing?
Snooze.
I don't know.
Snooze.
The past tense is
it's
sneezed,
confusing.
But then freeze, the past tense is froze. So it's very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder where English ranks on like the hardest languages to learn.
I think it's the top.
Really?
It's like weird, like you like kitten. It should be kitten. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, kitten.
Kitten.
I wonder, I think Japanese is pretty hard, right?
Probably.
No, sumimasen.
It's crazy how much anime we've all watched and we don't know Japanese at all.
I know Japanese.
Stop.
You do?
Dude.
You do.
Nani?
No, I don't.
I knew it. Roy probably knows the most because he's been there more often.
I thought this was all building up to like a really elaborate joke, but I just we're just discussing different accents. I thought you were building this up.
Very fascinating.
I feel like our
accents.
Podcast is really you just invite friends and we just talk. We don't know what's going to happen. A lot of podcasts are like structured. They know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
We don't know.
It's like we talk about your career for like one segment and then we just talk about accents.
Yeah, then we talk about like,
I'm giving my life story. He's like switching out his socks.
He's like, I grew up such a hard life. Oh, my socks are inside out. Hold on.
Hey, stop. They're going to think we're like on something.
We're not.
So,
we're not. We're like
not.
Happiness.
So 24. Did you finish high school?
No. Dropped out.
What age?
16.
Dang, sophomore?
Well, I went to an international school in Sweden, so I don't know what that is.
Do they have, what's the grades work over there? Because here, high school is 9th grade to 12th grade.
Yeah. But I finished in Singapore. When I was 12, I finished primary school. Then I went to secondary school in Singapore, but I dropped out in the first year.
Mm.
Then I went to Sweden and I went to school, but I finished early to go to another school because I was like smart because I grew up in Asia and then went to Europe. And then, so I basically didn't finish like three different schools. And then when I was in the third school that was going to give me my diploma, I dropped out. So technically the last like school I completed was when I was 12.
Where's your mom?
She's at home.
Where's home?
Sweden.
Next time you go home, can let me know. I want to go too.
I'm going in summer for Midsummer.
What is that?
So you know the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that, but not with any death.
So what is Midsummer? Like it's
I think it's like July.
It's the
like
longest day of the year.
Oh.
But it's just an excuse to go drink.
Home. Oh, they drink there.
Oh yeah.
They have a big summer blowout. They have a big summer blowout.
They do.
I do want to go. How long are you going?
I do want to go.
I do want to go.
You can't talk like that.
Why? They're gonna be like,
getting ready. It's no, one of us.
Like, oh, he's a local.
it's June 24th this year.
I can't go. No, what's the next time you're gonna go?
You can't.
I can't go.
What are you doing June 24th?
I got June 24th is a busy day for me. It's Midsummer. What? When are you going again? Holidays? Do they have Christmas over there?
Yeah,
I can't do Christmas, man. I got family.
Okay. Sorry, dude. Let's see. Just whatever you want, we'll go, dude.
Whenever,
bro. Okay, you're giving our guests a hard time, man.
He's like my little brother.
I know.
We really it's really like that.
okay. What did really you move? Like when did you move here?
I moved here.
In LA.
In 2022 or 2023.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. I moved here with a bunch of people and none of them like... Because I don't know anyone here.
Yeah.
Like you... I genuinely think you were the first friend I made.
How soon after you moved did we meet?
A year-ish. When we met 2023, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody was asking. I was like, I've known him for like 3 or 4 years now. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, whatever we... Oh, it was before my first fight. That was March.
Yeah, right before. Yeah.
So that year I moved to... LA was the first year I met you. So like within a year.
Oh, okay. So it took you a whole year to make me as a friend.
I don't leave my house much, which I need to like work on.
No, it's good. It's good.
Mm. Yeah.
Work while you're young.
Exactly. That's like my logic. Like I don't care for much else. But I'm very glad we met.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very glad we met. But yeah, I moved here with like a bunch of friends, two guys from Australia, my girl at the time, and then Zong.
Yeah.
And now none of them are anywhere to be seen.
I think
Well, Zong and I are like a friend still, but he lives like in WeHo. I live in like
over there,
the valley. So it's like so far away.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Got it. Do you still see each other or?
Sometimes. I mean, we're more like call and text, but...
He's probably like works just as hard as you, so you guys are so busy.
Oh, no, he's worse than me, because like he doesn't have hobbies either. Like, I at least have hobbies. That's something I forced myself to get when I moved out from him, because I like, when I tell you, like, I'd wake up, work, go to sleep, work. Like, literally, I did nothing else. Nothing.
It's like a Mr. Beast mentality, dog.
Yeah, no, but I actually enjoyed it, but it was easy because I was in the house with similar people.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm like kind of by myself, it's hard to have that same sort of like... setup going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when was it where you were like, oh shoot, these short stuffs are popping off, or did you have like a moment where like, whoa?
Yeah. I did have a thing. So we started on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like this is when we're trying to get a world star.
Yeah.
Then lockdown happened. I got trapped in the US, you got trapped in England. We both did our things separately and did really well and almost just fell into PG content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when we linked up, we started to do more PG content and it just like kept blowing up on TikTok.
He was the king of PG.
Bro, you know what's up.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to get out of it because it's also like, I don't know, like sometimes, like initially I was doing public videos and I hated that.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, it's a little cringe, but I'm just like, I'm just chilling at my house. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like a Nickelodeon show.
Nobody looks at Steve in Blue's Clues and be like, ew, why is he doing that?
Yeah, but but they have a different perception because of social media. They think it's real. If it was like a show on a kids' channel, they wouldn't care. Yeah. They just wouldn't watch it. You know what I mean?
Of course. Like nobody looks at Miss Rachel and they're like, why is she doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just leaned into that and we were only doing TikTok because YouTube was just hard. We just didn't understand it. There was no shorts then.
Yeah.
But I posted a 30-second video before shorts and it did horrible.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, we were living in Mexico randomly and I just look and it's at 3 million views. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Your 30 second
that 30 second video? But like this was before shorts, so it was just normal video with 3 million views. I'm like, what? And that's when we just like started posting them. And back then it was literally just like 2 weeks and you will hit the algorithm. And on the 2 week mark, I got a video taken down.
Oh.
And I got shadow banned.
Dang.
And what? No, but dude, for six months I posted every single day, completely banned. At the same time, Zong was posting. I had like 500k subs. He grew to like 3-4 million and I was like not moving.
Jesus, how do you know you were shadow banned? Like you weren't getting
just nothing
any
was hitting, like nothing. And then one day I was sleeping in a barn.
Makes
in
sense.
A,
makes
in a bathroom in Swedish a barn. Life, yeah. It was in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And I remember I woke up and I it was like a movie. Like I checked my phone and I just see the chart on my YouTube. Like I'll give a screenshot. I don't know who edits this.
Just straight. Like, didn't even slant. It just went straight.
No,
like
no.
This.
Every video I posted for the last 6 months all hit at once.
No, at the same time.
At the same time, like the same day, I got unchecked. Like literally, someone hit a button.
I have never heard that happen. That's insane.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. A button. And yeah, no. Button. But it was crazy because I was like, it was. Wait, I had a conclusive point to this. What were
you
saying?
You were up.
So I wasn't gaining at the time. So I was like, when I hit 1 million subscribers, I'll get someone's name tattooed on me. Yeah. Like a subscriber. And then it happened like so quick because I was getting desperate.
Yeah.
And then that's why I ended up getting a tattoo of my ex and my ex roommate.
Oh.
Yeah. That's full. Like, that was the reason.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, bro. So where's this barn at? I want to sleep
there. Yeah, it's a good barn.
I want to sleep there.
Like, they had a whole factory below where they like kill, like I didn't realize, like they kill rabbits. And like they had a whole, I didn't think about it, but they had so many cute bunnies. I was like, oh, like okay. We're playing with them. And you go downstairs and they're just like killing them. It sucked.
You see rabbit ghosts or like Easter bunny there?
Do they eat them? Do they eat?
Yeah.
Is rabbit like popular meat in Sweden?
Dude, rabbits are really good, like protein dense.
Yeah,
like,
but in Sweden, is it more popular?
I don't know why they were doing it.
They eat it here, but not often.
I don't know why. Maybe
rabbit's
just,
good. Tastes like carrots.
Maybe. I bet where you were sleeping was next where they keep all the feet. And that's why.
What if that's real? Rabbit's what if
foot?
That's real?
You are by like a million rabbit's feet.
Holy. Wait, we should test this theory.
Yo.
Oh my gosh.
When is Midsummer again? We gotta go to that barn, man.
That's crazy.
Yo. I never thought about that.
Dang.
That is crazy.
So we really do gotta make that Swedish trip happen because.
I'm going straight from there to VidCon so we can go together.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you at VidCon.
Yeah.
But. We got to make that Swedish trip happen because I got some bad news.
No. What?
Oh, he does.
No.
I don't know if you'll like this.
I'm moving to North Carolina.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious or are you joking?
No, I am.
I'm serious.
Really,
Do they know?
Oh, my gosh. Chat, that's a secret, chat. They didn't know.
You're live.
I'm live. I forgot.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, when are you moving?
Look, they're like, are you for real?
Dude.
You ruined it. You forgot you were live. Oh, no.
Chad, don't tell anybody.
Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Don't clip that,
don't
please.
Clip
like,
it.
Actually, don't clip that. Dang, should I end the stream?
Wait, what will ending
it's
do?
It's not a big deal. I had to announce a video coming out, so now they all know.
Oh.
I bet Alexis is inside the house like, Alex! Dang.
Well, that sucks, and now it sucks even more.
Yeah.
It's like, it sucks for everyone.
And the whole world knows.
Oh.
Chat, please, that's our little secret, chat. How many people are in here right now? Like, 10, please, hopefully? Hopefully,
I don't even know where to see that.
Make the blood public if you want. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, my day's ruined. What,
no.
Like, you just came here to tell me this? When did
I
you
know.
Find out?
Recent.
Dude. Why? Oh, my God, wait. Is it because of...
I don't even know what that Swedish look was for.
That's not a Swedish look. I can't say it. But, like, is it because of that?
I don't know what you're
like
saying.
Like, recent events that just occurred in similar areas.
No! Oh no! 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 No!
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, 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 no! No! No!
Well, then you just.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
What?
The thing.
Thing.
The like.
I don't
remember my outfit from the last video.
Oh!
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
So it's okay.
Like why?
There's a lot of reasons that you have to stick around and find out in the announcement video.
Oh,
I'll tell you after the podcast too. No, but they know it's happening now. But there is a lot of reasons.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
And one of them is not pregnancy. Everybody thinks that.
Oh my God, it's totally pregnancy.
No. Oh my God, it's totally pregnancy. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not, Chad. No, it's not. 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 But yeah, we got to savor our time together. I'm going to have to cut. We're going to hot tub more often.
When is this? Or can you not say?
Before the end of the year.
What?
Yeah, soon, soon.
And you're not going to come to Midsummer?
I have a lot to do. I just told you I have a lot to do to prepare for that. It's a cross country thing.
I
want to
cry.
Don't cry,
bro. Same, bro.
Can we get a clip?
Just come.
For why?
Just go to
North Carolina.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do there?
You know.
Are there any big YouTubers there?
Nope. Just one.
Dude, that sucks. This is actually like the worst day ever.
Yeah.
Oh. Why'd you guys do that?
I don't know. I why are you still friends with me? I just ruin your day all the time.
Yeah, it's just like
that's all.
And Naruto dies.
Yeah,
by the way.
I know.
What?
No, he doesn't. Die until Boruto.
Huh?
What?
Boruto dies too?
No, he doesn't die until the Boruto series.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you got
a lot
of time.
I know you're joking, but I don't actually know if you're joking.
You know, I'm scared that he actually does, and I forgot. He might actually.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
So pissed.
Moana's grandma dies in Naruto. Also,
okay. Let me spill the beans here. That's also true.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe I did that on stream. That's crazy.
You forgot? Huh?
That's crazy.
That's actually a great clip.
That's gonna be a great future clip. Yeah. Once the video goes out, then chat mods, we can make the VOD go live. But don't make it live. I know a lot of people, they usually have to work until like 5, so they can't be here to watch now.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have to suck it up.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Y'all. No, it's my fault. It's my fault.
Or they can leak it like Avatar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't really have anything to say anymore.
You can visit. You can visit him.
We'll visit him. And then
wait, you're staying.
I'm staying.
Anytime.
Should I be the new podcast host?
Oh, yeah. You want to take over?
I mean...
Can you make an Alex face? That's good. I'm glad you didn't go like this. I would have been like, wow.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Like, no, I'm Singaporean. It's okay.
2%. Dude, I used to have the thickest Asian accent.
No way.
So I wish I could find a video. It was like so thick. It was borderline inappropriate.
How old were you when you moved there?
13.
And then you left when?
Left when?
What age? What did you leave?
To
go back to Sweden.
To go to Sweden?
Uh-huh.
So, born Singapore till 13.
Okay.
Oh.
Then 13, Sweden to 16. Then 16, everywhere.
So, most of your life was in Singapore.
So yeah.
He was in the Philippines till he was 8, right?
No. So, I was like from 8 to 10.
I'm more Asian than both of you.
You are.
Yeah. Like culturally.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. So, does that... No, never mind. Not even... We're on live. I can't make jokes.
But that's crazy. That's crazy. So what's the accent? Or is it bad? Yeah. Is it bad to?
Well, it's very sing-songy. Like it's
really?
Like because like you kind of it's a culmination of like so many like Malay, Chinese, Mandarin mostly, but Cantonese. Like it's a culmination of everything. So it would be like you just kind of say stuff, and then there's different slangs from different like. Languages,
yeah.
But like you say like la at the end of everything,
yeah.
Like you say like wala wala, like it just means like it's just like you just say, you know,
wala wala.
Yeah, well,
wala wala. You know, wala means nothing in the Philippines.
Yeah. Wala
wala.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Wala.
Like it's
wala.
Wala. It doesn't mean anything. Like it doesn't translate to the Philippines.
Oh.
No. It means nothing. it literally means nothing. Like so, if you want to say nothing, you say wala.
Voila.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The joke.
Voila.
I confused it too much. Yeah, that means nothing.
Voila.
It's like, hey, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, voila.
Voila.
Like nothing.
Nothing. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
And if you're excited, you say, voila, voila, bing, bang.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
All right. Well, you know what?
You think I'm joking.
Wait, what's the egg?
What egg?
Your egg.
I have two.
The Filipino egg.
Oh, balut.
Do you guys have access to that?
Not right now, but I can.
We might after this break.
No, break? Not that fast. Not that fast.
All right. The stream is complete now. So I can tell you when we're actually moving.
Oh, okay. So wait. Yeah.
July.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm leaving.
He is about to leave. You're going to make him leave, bro.
But maybe something will happen. Maybe our short will blow up and we'll stay.
July?
Yeah.
That doesn't even like count.
I know. That's why I can't go to your thing. I would go.
Guys, everyone disliked this video.
No.
No.
I know.
Oh, man, that sucks.
It sucks.
Wait, can you tell me why?
We're moving because we're at different stages of life, man. You're 24. I moved here when I was 24. And now I'm 36. I'm about to start a family, get married. I want to be close to my family. My parents are getting older. And my brother and his wife and her family are all moving there. So we're
what?
Gonna, yeah. Oh.
Oh, spoiling. Walla walla bing bang, walla walla bing bang. You forget.
He's cursing.
He's gone. He's gone. He doesn't remember. I erased his memory.
Yeah. You are. There is no leak in Bossing Sam.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. So yeah, we're yeah. You're taking this way harder than Roy did. Roy was like, nice. I was like,
finally get out of here.
he's like, walla walla, bye bye, walla walla, walla walla, bye bye.
You have like okay. Six friends in LA. You're like a vast majority percentage of my friends.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be back often. So okay. When I come back, like when I have a brand deal or like VidCon or something, I'll probably stay with you or Roy either time. So.
Oh, that'll be so fun for you to stay with Roy.
let it pass, guys. He's upset right now. He's gonna, well, how long do you think you're going to live here?
I don't know. Not July.
Well, like with my experience being here for 12 years, most people I know, it's a temporary place.
Oh, yeah. I'm not staying here.
Yeah. Like you stay
like,
here, but
you
then once you
like,
so how else? should I told you off camera so you could cry? Because your eyes were watering.
They're
the first.
Not watering.
Yeah, they were.
I was caught off guard by it. I won't lie.
Yeah,
I have abandonment issues.
Oh, because of the rabbits.
Because of what?
What? Did you befriend a rabbit and then he went downstairs? Like no, Fluffy, no.
Dude, that is how it happened because they let us meet them first. No. Like, wow, this is so cruel.
Did they let you meet them before they meted them?
Yeah, they meted them before they meted
them. Oh, no. I feel bad about that one.
Okay, wait. So, listen. Mm-hmm. So, July.
Yeah.
You know what this is?
What is this?
You know those Disney movies where, like, we have to sell the ranch unless we can come up with all this money?
Yeah.
And then they all, like, go on, like, some crazy adventure?
Yeah.
So, we just need to, like, do something crazy on this podcast.
Yeah.
You go mega viral and you have to stay.
Yeah.
What's there, like...
I do feel like something in the next few months is gonna make us stay.
What if you did every podcast, but, like...
Nude.
That's what I was gonna say! Yeah. No!
You know how I knew? Because every plan he comes up with it has something to do with us getting naked. And I'm like, dude, we can't get naked.
We gotta take his advice. He has 40 million subscribers, bro. We got to.
I don't know.
Just like no pants or something.
Down. But, you know, we are the long ball bandits.
We are the long ball bandits.
That, that's the thing. Backstory. We were eating Korean barbecue and all of a sudden I heard, LBB. We're LBB now for life. I was like, what? Long ball bandits.
that was the Korean barbecue.
I actually had so much fun at the Korean barbecue.
That was
awesome.
Fun. We got drunk.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was his birthday, so.
He got me drunk. I was like, dang, dude. I didn't even know you drink like this. And you were like, I don't. Let's go.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
That rice wine thing they gave us in the cat bowl thing, like it was so good.
It's because Asian alcohol.
Yeah.
I feel like soju, sake, they all like they make it not strong, so you drink a lot, and then before you know it, you're like, oh, what?
I felt great.
Me too. I love
it. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
I have the alcohol in my fridge.
Right now? It's like 2 p.m.
It's midsummer.
Just one.
Just
one.
Yeah, let's do one.
I'll do one for Alex.
Okay. I'll be back.
Dang.
Oh, he wasn't joking. Okay, well then you're driving me home. Not you. I mean, you can if you want.
Are you sad?
I'm not gonna lie, we're on camera, so I'm trying to hold it together, but I'm gonna crash out.
No, I feel like I'm gonna be back more often than either. I'll be back like every 2 or 3 months, I'll be back for something.
Hmm.
And then if you ever, like, North Carolina is like, they say that's the East Coast Hollywood because there's like Wilmywood is what they call it. There's this place over there. It's like one of the top filmed places in the country.
Oh, okay.
So you'll probably have to go over there for something. Or Mr. Beast will be like, oh, let's have a Shorts Creators Legend video or something. And then I'll
be
right there.
That would be cool.
I'll be right there.
And I can stay at your house.
Easy.
Wait, so was... Have you if last time you were back there, whenever that may have been, did it make you want to like go back or was it like predetermined?
It's more like just like once you get to a stage of life where you're married, you want to settle down, like LA is too crazy. You're just like, oh, I gotta go to a slower place. And like education is better, crime rate is I think it's 90% less crime over there than here. And like, and the education is better. The your dollar goes a lot farther there. So like, because like we all have money, but once you think about a wedding, a house, kids, diapers, college, then it's like, oh, like we don't have as much money as you think.
Wedding, college, house, diaper.
Yep. I'm getting old, man. I need college, some diapers.
Diaper.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'll cover the diapers. If
we stay here, you're going to cover the diapers?
Nah, that probably
you know
mad expensive.
You know, like every, I think it's like every 30 minutes, babies change diapers.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's not true.
It is. At the beginning, yeah.
Who takes care of the kid? What the heck?
Usually the parents.
Oh, dude, that's going to, I don't want kids.
So sad.
He got the cat balls.
Why we got to go?
He got the cat balls.
I don't want you to go.
I mean, just one time.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out. He has weak wrists.
What me?
No, he does. Oh, see? Dede.
Oh.
Dede means breast milk in Filipino.
Walla walla dede. This is just
You gave me more than.
No.
Now it's even now.
Okay. Cheers, my fellow pussy cats.
All right. Imagine if I gave y'all breast milk.
Ooh, that's what I thought I the hope. First time. What? Okay.
Cheers, y'all.
Okay.
Ooh, it tastes like Singapore.
That was a lot less good than the one they gave us.
Yeah, this is not the same one. This one's Japanese.
Close.
Damn. Yo.
You don't want it.
Oh,
I thought it was gonna taste like candy.
Not like that.
No, what's that?
This is
snow leopard. No, snow maiden. I don't know how.
Oh, that's why freaking they use koi fish for this one.
Oh, yeah, this is like immediately good. Gave me a headache. All right.
Oh, sorry guys.
Well, that was.
Yeah, this is a.
Yeah.
This is real. That's crazy.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, you were just leveling with me. He did say though that he would name his firstborn child after me.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What will you name your first? Do you know yet? Oh wait, that's a video in itself. Never mind.
No, I do have. I mean, I'm not gonna say it, but I do have. If it's a boy, I know what I want him to be named. If it's a girl, I'm not sure. But not I do sure. have that's with cool, the boy. Man. I know what it is. Yeah, not sure.
Not sure. Come here.
Oh well, I'm so happy for you. Like I am. I'm not yeah. really. Like I'm happy for you. I'm not happy for the situation. But
where do you think you're gonna go after LA?
Yeah, good
dude.
Question.
So that's the thing. I don't. So I've never like lived anywhere besides like Singapore for like a significant amount of time. So I don't have any sense of home. So like I don't know. That's why
you have no siblings. No, you have siblings.
I have siblings,
and they're all in Sweden too.
Everyone, I have no one out here.
Yeah,
I had you.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Oh, past tense. Oh.
I had you.
You had me in the palm of your hand. It's okay. I'm gonna be back. So I'm telling you, something crazy is gonna happen. Some Wait. Jollibee brand deal is gonna be like, hey, here, if you stay here, we'll give you this. I'm like, oh.
So is the pod? Wait. So like podcast over then?
No.
It'll be like through Zoom.
Yeah, we're gonna we have a plan. We haven't gone into it. We're gonna do a whole pod about it, but we got plans.
Okay, so the pod's still on.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be like VTubers. We'll be VTubers.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's something.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like this.
Dang, it's crazy. It's crazy it really how is. Like how much the shift changed. I did not see this foresee.
Yeah,
this.
No, like this guy, like
you telling the move.
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Let's ask. Chat is gone, so they can't ask him.
Yeah.
Here
no more. So, yeah.
Live chat. Any questions?
Live chat. Okay. If we were to film a short right now, what would we do? Like,
what's Alex trending in the shorts world right now?
If yeah, you yeah. wanted to like do K-pop demon hunters, dude,
really?
It's always
dude,
still
K-pop demon hunters. Holy, like still? It's so like it's.
Where's your biggest like fan base watching wise? Like who watches
US.
You? U.S. Oh,
yeah,
me
but
too.
U.S. and then it usually interchanges between U.K. and the Philippines. Actually,
oh, us wow. too. I thought that was just us though.
No. And K-pop Demon Hunters especially is huge in the Philippines.
Huge. No you know, Filipinos are the number one front-facing camera users. So they take the most pictures. They do the most social media in the world. The
really?
Most selfie takers in the whole world, yeah.
How do you? Where did you find that? Like, where did you learn that information?
I know things, man. I know things.
The most front facing. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't believe you. No. Sounds like a made up statistic.
No, no, it's true.
How do they track that?
I
That's a great
government.
Just like spying on all the Filipino people.
You haven't finished Naruto yet?
I have.
Oh, okay, good. I'm just rewatching it when you're
I'm
place.
Rewatching it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, this fly is so annoying. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to track it so I can kill it.
Okay.
You ever catch a fly with your hands?
Yeah.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Actively.
I used to look for flies in my house. And then I would leave food out so that they get all fat. And then I would herd them into my bathroom and close the door and just stand there for an hour and try to catch them. And I've caught like three
fat ones.
Yeah, fat ones are easier because they're slower.
That's
the,
true.
The trick is, though, like when you see them here, you grab them here. Mm. And so like you're just like, and then they fly into your hand.
And they're like, how can he see the future?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you gotta, and you know why fly swatters work, but you can't slap one with your hand? Or you can, but it's way harder.
Why?
Because a fly can sense the air. So when you go like this with your hand, it feels the air before you get to it. But the fly swatter has holes in it. Yeah, so it's just aerodynamica.
Oh, you know so many fun facts.
Yeah.
Unless you poke holes on your hand.
Bananas and oranges are man-made.
No,
sometimes before he sleeps, he just searches these up. So
no, bananas aren't.
No, there is plantains. There's other forms. But the ones that we eat were genetically modified. Coda, don't drink the water. Yeah. So yeah, they're genetically modified. You know how many bug legs are in each chocolate bar on average?
7.
8.
Ah. Oh,
that's close.
Close.
That's close, yeah.
Did you know that humans are closer in DNA with a banana than primates?
I knew that.
You did?
You did.
Yeah.
Dang.
Did you know that trees heights are determined by gravity? So depending on the type of wood, that's how far the water can go up in the tree because gravity stops it. So that's why trees are certain heights and they don't grow forever.
Okay. That's really cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you know so many fun facts? I'm the fun fact guy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know it was a competition.
No. It's fine. It's not.
Did you know if your hand's bigger than your face, you're a... I got him. Oh, I'm going to miss that.
Oh, he's going to miss an injury.
Yeah, how do you feel? Wait, we're not going back.
How do I? No, we can.
Okay, how do you feel about this?
Whatever.
Well, we grew up, from like probably like 12 to 24 together.
Yeah, 12 to 24
and then
together.
We were like, and then 24 to like 26, we were like, and then we had like an 8-year break or like a 5-year break. We saw each other.
Look.
Like Ross and Rachel break?
Yeah. No, like we like broke up and we didn't talk to each other for a few years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but this then is business, the last couple of years have been so awesome. Like the last like 4 years, we've been working together nonstop and it sucks at that. But we're still gonna be working together, just not like.
But you do you plan on leaving? Ever?
For the most part, no, because I never really felt like I belonged back in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I don't want my daughter to feel that same way there, because I feel just a little bit more included in LA, just because it's diverse and it's so.
And you built a whole community out here, like even outside of YouTube friends, you have the same friends you've had for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, and to be honest, I'm kind of a little sad, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And making friends in LA is hard. Like, you know.
Yeah, it took me like freaking 3 years to get
to. You got to be careful because some people have different motives. So.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the older you get, your circle gets smaller and smaller. And I realize, you know, since he's been back in my life the past 4 years, kind of it stings a little bit. But at the same time, it's like we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So. And I really do think I'll be out here probably at least 4 times a year for like at least a week or two.
Yeah, and then it'll be more intentional. Like we'll stuff.
Then we'll we'll plan stuff out. If you guys ever travel anywhere, let me know because I'll just come from North Carolina and go there too.
I'm going to Sweden.
Yeah, well, not that one. But the second time you go to Sweden, I'll be there. Cause that'd be cool.
Okay.
I'll be like, man, this place does suck. You're right.
Dude, it really does. Dude,
that's
no
how he
way.
Feels about North Carolina. He's like, oh, it's so boring.
Yeah.
This is a sad podcast now.
Yeah, wait. And is this after your announcement podcast? So this is actually good timing because then everyone that feels the way I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would because you're still going to make videos. So it doesn't really affect their lives. But for the people that are affected for whatever reason, they'll relate to this.
Yeah. This comes out the day after the announcement. So they'll just get more sad.
Yeah.
They'll be sad one day and then get more sad the next day. So that's good.
That's good. That's what we aim to do. Yeah, we want to impact the youth. You know what I did today? I went to Irwan. For the first time.
How was this? Expensive, huh?
For the first time?
I spent $200.
On water?
On two
bags? No, I got a decent amount of things.
Okay.
But
it's in the fridge.
Oh, okay. I was going to like taste test something, but it's over now. Well, that sucked.
Oh. Moment passed.
Yeah. Do you have balut?
No, I don't. But we have tried it. We've never successfully eaten it.
I think I could eat it.
I believe you.
I don't know if you could.
You're more Asian than me.
Well, I'm surprised he couldn't, because he has an iron stomach. He could eat gross things, but he couldn't. And I was talking to Rug recently.
Yeah.
And he said he ate the whole thing.
The duck egg?
Yeah, he found out I was Filipino, and he's like, dude, do you ever eat balut? And I was like, I've tried like 10 times, and I could never do it. And he's like, I ate the whole thing.
Dang, bro. That's a different breed.
It's crazy.
I'm doing, I did a video with Rug. Like a basketball competition.
It hasn't come out yet?
It came out like months ago, but I thought of you because you play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Do you play basketball?
Uh-huh.
Dude, I got eliminated on like, it was like every height plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got eliminated on the first round on a layup.
I
know, it really sucks. What?
You play basketball?
No.
We should have practiced. No. Oh, he has a court right here. We should have
practiced.
I'm atrocious at it, but it was really funny. And it was a good clip. I have a FIFA World Cup video. Uh-huh. I can't say with who. Actually, no, I can't. But same concept, same group of people. So I'm gonna do. I'm locking in for that.
Oh yeah, that's your thing.
Are you guys? Are you guys World Cup people?
You're
more soccer,
right?
No. I mean, I played football, soccer growing up.
Yeah,
that's it.
I've never. I don't know any players. A game, not even a pickup game of soccer. I don't think.
And you can never do it again, can you? Because of your situation.
Injury.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I actually was like part of a video, recently, and in the moment, in the adrenaline, I started running, and I haven't ran.
Whoa.
Like, I was running, like, pretty fast.
Was it, like, Forrest Gump when his, like, bodysuit came off while
you know
he was running?
I think it was, since, like, my body's, like, it's called guarding, where the nerve, like, it's like, hey, don't hurt yourself, so it won't let me run, and it hurts when I run. So then when I'm not thinking about it, and it's the adrenaline, I took off running, and I ran, like, probably, like, 300 feet. And I didn't feel anything. There's no pain. I jumped down a bunch of stairs.
Dang.
And I just took off. And then until the next day, I didn't realize, whoa, that's the first time I ran in 10 months.
Oh, wow.
And I think
did
it's
it hurt
just,
after?
I think, no. I think it's the brain, like, disconnected, since I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about my goal. So I was like, oh. I was like, so it's my brain is what's stopping me. I'm not in pain, but it's just protecting me. But since in that moment I needed to run, my body's like, okay, go. That's crazy. So in life or death, I could really
survive.
I'd be fine.
The brain does what a brain will.
Yeah, and then I wasn't in pain after the next day. No, nothing. It was weird.
So like you're not even really. So we could have our boxing match.
I think we could have had our boxing match.
Dang.
Yeah.
You owe me like redacted, but like you owe me.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, that's.
You
sucks.
Think you're ever gonna box again?
I don't know, man. And I have to fight Ben instead of you, dude. That sucks.
That sucks. I don't know why. And you could pick. And you picked him.
I don't pick. I just don't say no. So
but
it's just
you
whoever
have options?
He's just the first guy he said. I was like, sure.
Oh,
who's
my
Ben?
Gosh. So he fought this Irish, like, tank.
Yeah.
This Irish tank that, like, I think he's a better boxer, but he's just go, 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 nonstop.
No,
wouldn't
he
even,
was
he wouldn't even give you time to,
oh my God.
To think. Yeah.
I've never been hit that hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which sucked, but
I'm
it was fun.
I'm surprised you guys were the same weight, because he looked
jacked. No, and I was bigger than him.
Are you a lot taller?
I think.
Cause he looked jacked. And
yeah,
I was
no,
like,
he looks like the little Hulk. But like his jab, like it was actually a really cool feeling. Cause he hit me with the jab, and I could physically feel the skin like peeling open.
What?
Did you have a cut?
Yeah, like I couldn't see out my eye. For
oh my God!
It happened in the first or second round, and I couldn't see for like.
Oof.
Like majority of the time after that, which sucked. Like he hit me with a punch. He posted on his story the other day. A little. but like. I'm literally standing there, and he throws like a hook, and I can't even see it. So I like get sent flying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucked, dude. And like it could have been us.
Because like, I think like in boxing, the ability to adapt is like one of the most important things. Or at least like that's my biggest strength. And he was going full power, full speed, not slowing down the entire fight. That you didn't even have time to adapt.
I genuinely think, which it doesn't matter. Because he did, like, he beat me up.
Yeah.
But I think in a 10-round fight, I genuinely believe it. Because, like, there's no way he was able to maintain that.
So, I know. I think that's why he was going that speed, because he knew his limit. And he's like, I can go this speed the whole time. So, it was a long fight.
I need to do that.
What?
Like, just do what...
Yeah.
That, like,
I think
that was...
every time I fought, I remember after every fight, I'm like, I could have gone harder.
I think because in sparring, I'm so used to doing, like, 8 to 12 rounds.
Yeah.
And it's, like, different people, so you pace yourself. But in Misfits, it's really just go, go, go.
Yeah. It's Dang. Just... Yeah. boxing. I don't know if I'm ever gonna box again. The only reason I would ever box again is if Deji wanted to. I don't think he's bald. Deji, if you're watching this, I saw some clips. You're in your workout phase again. It happens once a year. if you do want to box, just know I'm coming off a severe back injury.
Yes.
I haven't boxed in 3 years.
He hasn't.
I'm older than you, so you have all the advantages.
Yes.
But I'm down.
You're older than him?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm like I keep forgetting. 5 years older than him. Or six.
Deji, he also called you a pussy.
And I fought you when I was 31. I'm 36 now, so you got all the advantages, bro. Deji. I believe in you. I believe in you in our fight. I didn't think you were going to win, but I wanted you to win. I wouldn't be upset if you won, but I'm ready to run it back, baby boy.
That's wild that was 5 years ago.
I know. That's the only fight
isn't it crazy,
I'll
like,
ever
2021?
Do again.
No way.
Was it? 2021 you fought?
I think I was 31, so that's 5 years ago, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude. That's
and it's crazy because I used to be like, I don't know if you know this. You know this. Like, huge. I still am like a huge fan
and
of like the Sidemen.
I
wasn't like as delusional. Like, I wasn't sending Alex death threats, but I was like, screw this guy, man. Screw this guy. Deji's going to whoop him. Aww. And then he whooped Deji. I was like, oh, man, what KSI is going to beat his ass. Oh, he got a concussion? What a...
Yeah. So you were in like the whole lore.
I didn't say it, but like, because like I don't understand people
knew,
that like
he knew like up to date facts. He's like,
that's
oh,
crazy.
He's lying. Did you think I was faking it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you thought it was a real concussion?
Well, I think people like on the internet it's so easy to talk. It's so easy to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, I don't think anybody talked on you if they had a concussion. Would and like I know the struggles of going up in weight.
Yeah.
Like
it's hard. I had to go up like 2 weight classes.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's like so no. I but I'm also like I also understand social media a bit more because I was in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I never actually hate on it. But it is funny that like the full circleness of like we ended up being on the same team.
Yeah.
And now we're on a podcast calling out Deji, who is a lovely human by the
way. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard to like hate him, even though he's made so many videos about me, and his and his big brother made so many videos about me, and they all have 20 like tens of millions of views just hating on me.
But that that's...
once I got in person with Deji, I was like, I think I love you. Like,
he's a good dude.
He's a good
he's
dude.
Such a
he's
good
so
guy.
Funny.
But you can tell he's just like I feel like his brother was doing that in boxing, so he thought that's what he had to do in boxing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you saw after our fight, and he saw how I was in boxing, he was like, oh, I don't have to be an asshole. Then he was very respectful to every single person he fought after me. His demeanor was completely different. He made a video in a tank to promote the fight against me. He's like, I'm sorry. And I feel like if he fought again, he'd be like, nah, I'm just kidding. He sent me like the nicest voicemail after.
Yeah, you were telling me about this. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, like the dynamic of like YouTube because people really don't understand. Like they think like, I mean, KSI did take it quite far.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has like any ill will.
So
they
either.
Just don't like when you watch online, people just don't
I think
clock.
That it's like WWE of YouTube. Like they know what gets views. So
yeah.
They, like, because like me and KSI had this like phone interview before I got the concussion. And he was like, I'm gonna just kill you, whatever. And then as soon as the camera's off, I was like, hey man, I'm so excited for this opportunity. This is gonna be so fun. I can't wait to get in there with you. And he's like, yeah man, it's gonna be great.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
like,
all show.
And so like we were like, as soon as the camera's off, I was like, dude, I am so ready for this. Thank you for this opportunity. He was like, dude, like I'm excited. And I was like, me too.
Yeah, but when you have those like that cult audience that just blindly follow.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, when he fought Logan, I was like, there's videos of me. Kill him. Like, I was like, dude, but that was when I was younger. Okay.
Yeah.
That was when I was younger. That was my younger day. But it's crazy how like you don't like you don't realize
it's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't realize it's like, oh, this isn't real.
Especially Misfits, because you do actually like get like punching, you know, it's not like WWE that's fake-ish.
Yeah. It's crazy because like when you're getting ready for a boxing match, you're talking all this shit, and then you fight, and then afterwards it's like and scene.
And
then you're like, bro, I love you, bro. Thank you. This is, you're like,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you talk so much and then you become like best friends for like 24 hours after.
Because it's hard to like battle someone to the death and then hate them afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, dude, we really went in. That was crazy. We shared that.
What would get you to go in?
The boxing match?
Yeah.
If someone threatened my family?
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's probably it. Yeah, I'll kill someone.
Oh. You don't need a boxing match for that, though.
Yeah, you can just.
You just like.
What
would get you like
other than
your family?
Like to actually participate in the sport, not kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
For you to dedicate 3 months, like, is there a certain amount of money or is there a certain like leverage?
Do you have beef with anyone online?
No, not anymore.
What about like Spider-Man and Elsa? Like that Spider-Man guy.
The Spider-Man guy. Oh my God, I hate that guy, bro.
So you and
who
him.
Who are we talking about? Oh, you guys are kid PG world. I don't know.
I was just talking old school, like old school kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that Spider-Man calls you out. What would it take for you to do it?
I mean, honestly, nowadays, probably like, I'll be happy with 300K.
300K?
Yeah. If you ever get in a boxing match, I will come back just for your training camp.
Dude, that'll be such a dope training camp.
All three of us, we would put all of our expertise in you, and I would train you, and I would push you so hard you would hate me, and you would probably punch me in the camp because of how mad I'll make you. Because
I'm gonna push you, bro.
I actually think that'd be sick. Yo, book it, Spider-Man.
I mean, what's the average cost of the fights?
It depends. Like, if you're main event, you usually get a good amount, but it depends on the event. It depends.
What's a good amount? Like 500.
Well, when I was supposed to fight KSI, it was 500,000.
Damn.
But then my other fights are like between 100 to 200,000.
Okay, yeah. So 300K for me.
Yeah,
you can do it.
300K. Yeah, you can make that happen. But
3 months of training.
Yeah.
I didn't get 500K for a fight, by the way. That's just all this
guy. I think it's because he knew to go up to 180 was.
You deserve
it. He's like,
it.
I'm gonna lose. So he's like, hey, hopefully this money will make you do it anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually how it is. Like.
Yeah.
I can't say, but I know how like certain events and certain people how much they get paid.
Yeah.
Some people get paid an absurd amount.
Yeah.
So what's this jar of water?
Oh, that's mine. That's mine.
Why do you have a jar of water?
I get migraines a lot, so I drink a lot of water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have any ailments?
Illness?
I have ADHD. He has migraines.
Yeah.
Crippling depression, bro.
I think everyone has that at some capacity.
That's just being 24.
That's just 24.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I think I'm honestly pretty healthy. I'm lactose intolerant, but that doesn't really count because you just drink milk.
I'm lactose tolerant hard.
Tolerant?
Yeah.
So you can tolerate
You like milk?
Like a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
It's weird because most Asians are not.
Yeah,
tolerant.
I know. I think that's why I am the way.
Oh, because you inherited it.
I grew up in Asia. Because like, why am I 2% Asian? I think it's just because I live there.
I could see it because like, there's not a lot. Because Asians don't eat a lot of dairy. Because a big group. So then you didn't have a lot. So you built an intolerance.
That's why I think I'm built intolerance.
Yeah,
it's kind of lame.
Wait, so do you have a Singaporean accent or a Swedish accent?
I have a no accent.
It's just
I like that we're back on accents.
You probably have a mix.
I just because
you do have a little accent. I don't know what it is.
A little bit. And it's weird, like in America, I said the other day, it was like 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was in this drive-thru, and I asked for no tomato on my burger.
What's that?
That's what she said. That's what the lady said. She was like, what? It's like, no tomato. Huh? No tomato? Oh, okay. There's no freaking way you guys didn't know what I just said. But yeah, I do have it on certain words, but otherwise I don't really have an accent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Potato, potato? Do you say potato?
Potatoes.
No, you don't.
Nah, that's sweet.
I knew it.
No, I don't. Yeah, but I think I've just lived, because I lived in Australia with Australians. Oh. I lived in England with English people.
So you got
people.
Like a mix of everything.
I've just been everywhere. It just depends who I'm with.
That's cool.
All right. Well, we should knock out another podcast before July. What do you think?
I just remember. I honestly completely forgot about that. My day's ruined again. Guys. Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay, one more.
We'll do one more.
Don't be sad.
Can we end this with a game?
Okay.
Yeah, what game?
Oh, he played that game.
Oh, okay. Let's ask one question each.
Okay, I don't know how to play.
I don't know either. It's Friends Tales. Okay, I guess just
we're friends.
Pull a card and ask questions.
Okay, I'll go first. What was your most memorable birthday? Memorable birthday. The past one when we got found out we were all long-balled bandits.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a good birthday.
That was a fun birthday. Alexis planned the archery. That was cool. I just planned our anniversary thing.
We
planned it. We have this trip. I don't think the video's out yet, so I can't tell you what it is, but she is so scared.
Huh?
She's so scared.
Ooh.
For what I didn't know she's
Is it in the States?
Scared?
Yeah, it's in the States, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that she was afraid of this until I booked it, and I was like, well, I paid a lot of money. We have to do it.
Hot air balloon.
That'd be cool.
No.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
Yeah, that's a really good
one. We should do that.
Something with gravity, huh?
I mean, you know.
She's growing trees.
Oh, here you go.
With water. Okay. Oh, wait, so I read it and I answer it. Okay. This is really fun. What was the first cell phone you've ever had?
That's boring. Boring.
How long are your
balls?
You go, Roy. I feel like I'm bad at this.
Here, I can try.
I'm gonna
find a good one.
Okay, here we go.
How do you really feel about Alex moving? Not next.
Oh, this is a cool one too. Oh, you got one? It's fine.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Who was my celebrity crush?
Oh, well.
You know, I don't know if you should have said one. Dude, I matched with James Charles on a dating app.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
What were your settings?
No, my setting that.
Dude, I saw him at KBBQ like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, "Whoa, that's a blast from the past."
Who was your celebrity crush? Is my question.
We can all answer that one.
Is it James Charles?
No. Well, no. Yes, for the context of the story. No, I matched with him right after my breakup. Matched with him on a dating app. And I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was like funny.
Yeah.
Not like funny, but I was like, oh, James Charles.
Were you 17 at the time?
No. Oh. I was of age.
Okay.
But there was that controversy about him like coming after like straight men.
Did he message you?
Yo.
He messaged me.
Was he like, hey, sister?
What did he say?
He says, why do I feel like I recognize you from somewhere? And I don't put any of my socials in any dating apps because I don't want no one to know what I do. And he was like, I recognize you from somewhere. I'm like, no,
You said he.
No, I mean, no, I was just like, nah, not really. And then he was like, no, I know you. You're the boxer on Misfits. I was like, oh shit, okay.
Oh,
so you know me. So he knew me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, well, I'm not like into men.
Yeah.
Despite popular belief.
Yeah.
So sorry. He's like, so what? You just matching me to like. I don't know why I'm giving
you
this voice.
To match somebody, you have to like them too.
We both have to like them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So we both liked each other. I just wanted
to see if he would match with you.
I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, and then he accepted me, and then he messaged me, and then he got really offended. And he's like, "Oh, what? Were you just gonna like show your little sister because you think it's cool? You know what it's like to be an influencer. You know how hard." I'm like, "Dude, I'm so sorry." And then he unmatched me, and I think he might have blocked me. I don't know if I'm still blocked.
Dang. Oh, wow.
That's why you never meet your celebrity crush.
Dang.
All right.
I think mine was probably Selena Gomez in Wizards of Waverly.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was probably my celebrity crush.
Mine was Blossom from the Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm. She got leadership skills,
she got,
baby.
She got them nubs for hands.
What does that
All right. Thanks for coming in. Oh, wait, what? I answered it. Okay, here we go. Tell us about a time you almost died from cringe. This is weird.
Sub to my channel, guys.
All right, sub to it. Make sure to go sub if you want him to go to Disney World.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of heat.
A little bit.
Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Walla Walla Bing Bang. Thank you, Nick, for coming. Thank you.
Congrats
all the success.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day, everyone.
Might be at 50 million by the time we do another podcast.
That's the goal.
For real, dog.
Not really, but I mean, like, it would be awesome. It
just takes one
sip. But July is so darn soon.
Why do you have a North Carolina accent now?
I'm getting ready so I can assimilate to you. All right. Thanks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.